This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is David Pike. David is with Mitchell County Safe Place, a domestic violence organization, and this is Focus on Domestic Violence. David, Safe Place has operated the Fresh Start program for several years. Tell us about the program and how's it working?
Well, Fresh Start is a program that's funded by the state of North Carolina, and it has as its goal to assist people in improving their earnings or to secure a meaningful job. Our program in this area is a partnership between Safe Place, Malin Community College, and JobLink. Safe Place coordinates the program. Malin Community College teaches the coursework, and JobLink helps place people in jobs. So it's a very good partnership and has worked very well for us over the years. We have three course tracks that people can take and pursue. One is for employability skills, and this program is a several-week program where people meet once a week and learn skills about getting a job. For example, your topics might cover things like writing a resume, how do you interview successfully, where do you go to search for jobs, things of that nature. We have another program called Life Skills, and this is a program that's a course that deals with various life issues such as finance, nutrition, health care, and that sort of thing. And the third course sequence that we have is in computing skills, and that's because in today's job market, many jobs require the use of computers. And so we have two course sequences for people. One is just an introduction to computers that deals with the basics, things like how to use the Internet for job searches and that sort of thing. And then there's word processing and spreadsheets.
David, who's eligible to take these courses?
Well, that's the good news, is anyone, because the way we're organized here, that Mitchell Malin Community College gets their funding from credit hours produced, so they are willing to teach these courses to anyone. So anyone who's interested in computing in improving their skills can take these courses, and they're no charge for them. And so it's really a good deal. If you want to improve yourself, this is a good way to do it.
David, tell us, when can people who are interested take these courses?
Well, all three courses are ongoing at any given time. The life skills and the employability skills sequence, you can join at any time. You don't have to start at the beginning. So you can jump in. Each week is a separate course topic, and so you can just start anywhere in the sequence and work your way through. We meet in Mitchell County. We meet for employability skills at the JobLink Center, and that's at Kim Thicket Road, which is the first road north after you pass the Spruce Pine Hospital. They meet every Monday from 3:30 to 5. And if you forget these times or don't have a place where you can write them down right now, you can just give us a call later. I'll give you a number, and we'll give you these details again over the phone. But we meet every Monday from 3:30 to 5. The same series is offered in Avery County on Tuesdays from 1 to 2. So if you live closer to Avery County or for some reason want to attend there, then that's a possibility for you too. The Life Skills course meets at Trinity Episcopal Church, also on Mondays. They meet from 6 to 7:30. They have a dinner, a free dinner for those that attend. Both these courses are 8 weeks in duration. The Avery County version of this is taught at Aaron Baptist Church, Tuesdays from 10:30 to 12. So we have babysitters available for people that need child care, so there's really no reason why you can't attend these courses. The computer skills is one that you have to join from the very beginning, and those are just offered on a as-needed basis when we have enough people to offer that course. So we'll give you a phone number at the end, and you can get more information about that if you're interested.
David, tell us how to sign up.
Well, there's a best way to do it is just call Safe Place, and I'll give you the phone number in just a second. Or you can just go to the classes. If you've jotted down those times and places that I've indicated, you're more than welcome to show up and register there. But I'll give you a phone number. It's 765-4044 in Mitchell County. That's 765-4044. And you can get more information there. And again, I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.